This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump is shrugging off the face-off in northern Syria between Syrian forces, Turkey, and Syrian Kurds. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports from the White House.
I wish him all a lot of luck.
Amid a crisis that followed his decision to pull American troops out, the president says it's not the U.S.'s fight. He's been accused of abandoning the Kurds, who fought alongside America but are now being targeted by Turkey. He says it's all working out brilliantly because Syria is keeping the Kurds safe.
Plus, they know how to fight. And by the way, they're no angels.
As for whether Russia will get involved, the president says that would be fine. Just keep the U.S. out of it.
They've got a lot of sand over there, so there's a lot of sand that they can play with.
Sagar Meghani at the White House.
The president repeated those statements at an afternoon news conference in Washington with Italy's president. Meanwhile, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said his country's offensive into northeast Syria will end if Kurdish fighters drop their weapons and withdraw from a planned safe zone. Reuters' Emily Wither reports.
Huge cheers for Turkey's president in parliament as fighting rages on the ground in northeastern Syria. Tayyip Erdogan has delivered an ultimatum to Kurdish fighters Wednesday.
Bunun için de teklifimiz...
Our proposal to solve the issue in Syria in the quickest way is for all terrorists to drop their weapons, destroy their traps, and withdraw outside of the safe zone we determined by tonight.
He says the country's offensive in Syria will end when a 32-kilometer safe zone is established along Turkey's border, and that was non-negotiable.
Emily Wither of Reuters. For more on these stories, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA.